Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to 18K on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply.
101.9. This is the Fox. I get up early on a Saturday. We wake up early because our body clock's immune to waking up. We just go bang and we're up. I'm up at like 3:45. So I lay there, play with my phone, and I wait till about 6:50 because I go down and get Schnooksy, my wife, Alex, a coffee. She loves a coffee from Philippa's. I love a coffee. Then I go next door and get some fruit and veg and that sort of stuff. So I go in, order my coffee, and when I woke up, I got out of bed and I couldn't find my tooth. So I'm like, it's 7 o'clock. Oh, no. Every time I go there, there is no one there. There's like literally no one at the bakery because it's so early.
Mm. Your front tooth, we need to point out.
Yeah, the front tooth, that's missing. And I couldn't find it because I had a bottle of wine on the Friday and I was just like, I can't remember where I put it. Maybe I had two bottles of wine. I don't know. I lost count when I maybe had my third.
Hey, have you ever thought about, I know that my grandparents used to put a glass of water, by the bed. Yeah. Just drop it in the glass of water.
No, because when I was drinking the wine, I don't know where I literally couldn't remember where I put it. So I was searching.
You didn't swallow it, did you?
No, no, no. And
it's
it was
not
like
going to be
6:50.
A sad Sovereign Hill situation this afternoon.
No, I didn't swallow it. I've got it in. And I didn't want to go get there late because if you go there at about 10 past, 10:15, then people line up, like you trying to get your cake, people line up for their coffee. So you've got to get there before it opens so I can be first in line, get my coffee. So I'm like, oh, I won't worry about it. No, I won't see anyone. It's that early in the morning. And I walked out. I had like a singlet on, a pair of shorts, no shoes. Oh. I went no shoes because I couldn't find my shoes either. I was just like, I was
in. No Uggies? No.
I was a bit hungover. I just wanted to get out, get my coffee, come back. And I get hold of my coffee and I walk next door to the fruit shop, Devola's, which I go to all the time. Johnny is a great man down there. I walk in and no one's there. They're never there because they've got the people that work in the morning because it's so early. Mm. And I look to my right and I see this big specimen and I thought, oh no, it was my old captain, Chris Judd. And he often goes there. So I put my head down and pretend to be on my phone and try to quickly walk past, hoping that he'd see me and not want to talk to me because I didn't want to talk to him.
Oh, dear.
And he goes, Croc, Croc. And I'm like, oh, hey, mate, how are you? Oh, man. And I started talking that. And he's like, what are you up to, mate? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, did you go over to Judd Chella? Because he'd just been a Coachella. I remember they had that big party. I dropped that gag in there. I thought it was pretty funny. And I said, mate, I didn't think I'd see anyone. I've got no tooth in. I've got no shoes on. I look like a bum. And I'm like, of all the people to see, Chris Judd, like, the last time he saw me, they marched me out of the Carlton Footy Club. I see him a fair bit, but like.
And he probably thought, this is the worst I'll ever see that
man.
Yeah,
this is the worst of the Brownlow when I was pressure pointing his neck. Pressure point. This will be the last time I see him like that because everything's been good since then. And he knows that I've been going well.
Yeah, you do.
But then I roll into Devola's. I look like I've just come from off the street. I've got no tooth, no hat on. I looked awful. And then he walked out. I spoke to him for about 5-10 minutes because he kept talking.
Oh,
I'm like,
dear.
Oh, bro, like, I just want to go get my coffee. My coffees were cold when I got them. I got home and I said to Alex, of all the people I see Chris Judd. And I was mortified.
I
was, oh, God. And you've been like this before, Boxy, when you've seen someone that you didn't want to see.
It's when those times when you don't, the one person you don't want to see, in fact, 13, 10, 65, I don't reckon you'll be alone in that. If you've had a run in with somebody that you didn't want to run into because
you'd broken up with someone.
I was heartbroken at the time. This was like, I was like 20. And when you have heartbreaks in your late teens, it's the end of the world. Mm. And I was so devastated. And everyone was out going to Silver's, Redhead's, Carousel on a Thursday night,
Redheads.
But I was at home.
That's a throwback.
I was at home and I remember it was like midnight and I was just watching TV and I remember going, I just want ice cream. That's all I want because I'm so depressed. Mm. And I went to the 7-Eleven up the road, put my Ugg boots on, pajamas, Ugg boots, dirty hair. I was like a real sad, I think
Mascara's
Bridget Jones
run.
At her worst, like Bridget Jones, totally. And in pajamas, gone in to get my Ben and Jerry's and my ex-boyfriend that had caused me to be this depressed. He's the reason I've got dirty hair in pajamas. He and his mates have just rocked out because this was like Glenfrey Road in Hawthorne. So they've just been at G-Spot.
Great throwbacks.
Oh, these are all great nightclubs. They've just been at G-Spot. So they've come out. They're looking the the goods, and there is his sad ex-girlfriend just getting ice cream. Oh. How lonely and sad is that?
And they hop back in the cab, Nick, and the blokes looked at his boyfriend and go, great move, bro.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much for rubbing that in. It was a horror. It was like the one, but if you'd said to me as I walked out in pajamas, hey, don't do that, you could run into someone, I would have gone, there's only one person I care about running into.
And it was him.
And that's who I ran into.
Do you reckon 10. Rebecca did that to Chris as well? Good work getting him to Brizzy.
Yeah, how was that idiot? Is he still loose? Yeah, he had no tooth on and no shoes. Oh, God.
101.9 The Fox.
Yesterday in our household, in the Box family household, we had a pyjama day where the three of us stayed in our charmies all day.
The best days, man.
Best. Yeah. And we did that because Saturday was hectic. And why it was hectic, and I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but because we've had 2 years of lockdown, and what has been a bit sad in that anyone with kids has been kids haven't had parties or been to celebrate their birthdays. There's sort of been lockdown birthdays where you get a balloon and a cake and you know you say
jump on the house party app.
You try to do that, try to get the Zoom, everyone from the family involved. And Trix had a birthday, as you know, about 3 weeks ago, and then her birthday falls at the start of school holidays.
Which is awful.
I know. It was sort of, and I said, oh, sweetie, we can't do anything on your birthday because I think most of your friends will have gone away for the holidays.
It's the same with Lulu. Hers is on the 21st of December and everyone's away, or it's Christmas, so you've got to have it earlier. And I was always the 20th of January and everyone was away.
Yeah.
So I had the worst. January birthdays are the worst you're a kid.
Yes. So what I said to her, I said, what would you like to do for your birthday? And she loves horses. She just loves horses.
Did you buy one?
No, I certainly didn't. She's got every Barbie horse doll ever created. But
here we go, Maccabi Diva. No. All for you.
But she wanted to go horse riding, and she loves horse
Winx's
riding.
Foals.
So I arranged for a group of her friends, little group of friends, to go horse riding for her birthday. And because I'd done that and thought, okay, well, that's it. It was only on Friday night when I was going to bed, I thought, but hang on, I think I've overlooked every other element to a party, but I haven't planned a party for so long.
Like food, party bags.
Yes, decorations. Oh, no. So I suddenly thought, oh, we've got to get up tomorrow morning and go hard. So I got up in the morning and I got some sandwiches from a local cafe. I got some Danishes and I went, okay, well, that'll be food.
Mm-hmm.
And
Fee. Yes. Is this a walk-in and whatever's in the window? Go, I need those.
Pick.
That baguette. I need that sandwich. Give me that. Give me two sausage rolls. Give me a granola cup with yogurt in it.
I don't reckon there was any granola with yogurt in it.
It was nearly that, but I did email the cafe the afternoon before and I went, oh, I think I've made a mistake here, because they want 72 hours notice for any sort of like catering. And I went, I just might need just a couple of things. So they did organise it for me. So thank you very much. But anyway, then I thought cake, because I made, as you saw for
her
birthday, every year I make the girls the cake they want, and Trixie loves nature and horses. So about 3 weeks ago, I made her this amazing nature cake. I actually made grass for the cake. Yeah. It was so intricate. Well, you can get a special thing from the cake shops that makes grass.
Mm.
And then I got the tube. I put green food dye on coconut. I went all out. And suddenly I realized she's going to have her little mates there. They need a cake.
Mm. Cupcake.
So I thought, right, on the way to horse riding, I went, we're going via Shopping Town. So we've gone Doncaster Shopping Town and got. I had 35 minutes to get, because you've got to get to the venue before anyone else.
Does a chopper land on top of that?
Ha, ha, ha. Just drove into the standard car park. Mind you, shopping, forgetting that Saturday morning, any Westfield shopping town around Melbourne, impossible. So I popped Daisy in the pram and I said, Trix, get ready. This is like Olympic event. We've got to get to Big W. I've got to get all the decorations because you've got to get, serviettes, cups,
cutlery.
All plastic, and that's bad for the environment. I was trying to get paper where I could.
Not all plastic, it was all recyclable.
Sorry, no, what I mean was the what do you call it? Tablecloth. Yeah. And then I was trying, so then we were in there and then I saw balloons and I went, can I get balloons? So I bought the balloons.
Wasn't it Darabin, was it?
No, because you can't have balloons there. But the girl behind the counter, so I bought the balloons. And then she said, that'll take 15 minutes. I said, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Well, they've got to blow them up for you.
They've got to blow them up.
Oh, that's good though.
So then I said, we've got to get to the other end of Shopping Town to get the cake. So I've got the pram, tricks like, and all, I've got her running. It's a day of her birthday party. She's like, Mum, I'm exhausted. Do I have to keep running? Yep. We go up, get the cake. Mind you, it was just a bakery in the Shopping Town and I could see cakes in the window. But there were people lined up for coffees, and I was like, I just want that cake. And there was a man who was putting things out on display, and I said, excuse me, sir, would you just be able to get me the cake? And he said, no, I don't do any of the selling stuff.
Of course he doesn't.
And then I wanted to
what
tap
are people
the
doing lining up for coffee at a bakery?
I know.
It's Melbourne.
Hang on.
There'd be a cafe behind you. Trip over. There's a cafe on the floor.
But I buy coffee from Philippa's, which is a bakery, every morning on a Saturday and a Sunday. And everyone behind me is lining up just for bread.
Yeah,
and because it takes so long to make the coffee. And I'm like, I'm so. And there's literally three coffee shops next door to them, but Philippa's coffee is beautiful. So I'm one of those people.
Well, you were one of those people that was really annoying me. Got my cake. Then we've rushed back to Big W, got the balloons. I've gone, girls, we've done it. Turned up at the party just minutes before anyone else. But it was one of those things. But exhausted. I needed to lie down. Quite honestly, the other mums who my friends, they were doing everything at the party because I'm like, I just need a rest.
Yeah, cooked.
I was.
It looks so good though. What a beautiful idea.
So long.
Great idea.
Look, they've set up a green tent for one of the horses. What a beautiful birthday.
1019 The Fox.
Yes. Oh, look at the big man. Brendan Favola has come in today, and you're bruised and battered. Legs. What's happened there?
Bit of grass. Played footy yesterday, Super Rules. Super Rules is like over 35. So it's for the old duds that have given up, like local footy.
Yeah.
And they play Super Rules. So there's a different rules, which I didn't really understand or know. So you're not allowed to take speckies or put knees up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were taking the piss when they told me that, but it was true. You can't do it. Lucky I can't jump anymore, so that doesn't really affect me. But
I think that's why they set those rules, no?
Yeah, they set it because people got to work and stuff. Like you don't get paid or anything. This is Super Rules. It's for oldies, just to keep kicking the footy. So I played yesterday out at Heidelberg Heights, which is our home ground. Got lost on the way out there. We're called the Diamond Valley Magpies. But I actually thought we're called in the Diamond Valley League, but we're not. So we're the Diamond Valley Magpies.
You're a magpie.
Yes.
Oh,
but
what's happened there?
Tony Hashem, who is our president, and he plays, Joe's
cards,
brother, plays poker. He is a massive Carlton man. Mm. So the Diamond Valley Magpies have been around for a long time, and they were black shorts, black socks, and obviously the magpie. But over the years, the jumper's slowly going navy blue.
Yeah, I saw a photo.
Yeah, it's navy blue. Oh, and he just needs to get rid of the magpie because he hates Collingwood so much. He's changed the colour of the jumper, which is amazing. But we went out there. There was a few kids out there. Big crowd. I got to be a grass burn, which is...
That's yowchy.
The bloke I was playing on got stocks on my leg.
Wow.
I got a sore neck. And it's at that time when you're driving home. And you're driving the 55 minutes home and... Why did I do that?
But did you win?
We won, which was good. We kicked.
How many did you kick?
I think I kicked four goals, seven. We kicked eight.
Four, seven.
We kicked eight goals, 18 or something, and they kicked seven goals. And we only won by 3 goals, and we had 19 more scoring shots. I can't kick. I've lost it.
But what about behinds? How many of those?
Six or seven. I've lost it. I can't kick.
So you kicked 4 goals, seven this week, and last week you kicked two goals, nine.
No, one. One goal late. Yeah.
What's the Coleman medal for points?
Well, I'd be in front. I think I've lost it. I don't often say that about myself and my footy ability because I was a freak, but I've lost it. I can't kick.
Well, what could be happening there? Why is it not going in?
I haven't kicked for 3 years.
But your natural gift of just getting the ball through the posts.
Yeah, it's going
through. What's happened there?
I don't know.
Fee, imagine if you didn't talk for 3 years and then turned up to do this show. Similar thing, you know what I mean?
Well, second half of the year I won't miss, but it's frustrating at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Because I rock up there and everyone expects, big fella's going to dominate.
I'm a bit disappointed because I'm a big fan.
And then when I keep kicking points, and a bloke ran past me yesterday, he would have been 60. No, he was pretty fit guy, number 13. He goes, well, I thought you were a superstar. I think you've lost it. I heard a little bit.
I love
But I still kicked a few.
You're not going to miss in the second half of the season, but you kicked one goal late last week, so I don't think you'll be playing in the second half of the season. You'll be on the bench, Jack.
In the twos.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Do I have a tech intro, Josiah?
I may
not have asked you to get that ready, but I just realised, guys, I'm talking tech.
Yeah, you are.
Why doesn't Hughesy jump on with you, Fev, and you do your COD thing on your switches?
Talks tech. Virtual reality, hasn't this taken off? I've done, Fev, in fact, a few years ago, we both did this together. Have you ever worn it, Nick, the virtual reality headset?
Yeah.
And you said this, and both of us experienced it at the time. Fev and I both suffer from motion sickness.
Yeah, I got sick.
And we both got so sick playing. Oh, I was so ill with the virtual reality headset.
But I reckon I'll get sick doing this.
Okay, so they've stepped it up a level. So you know how, like, what is it? I never saw Avatar, but isn't that he's all virtual reality suited up?
Yeah, Avatar's the blue one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sort of sent into a different universe, I guess. Yeah.
Well, scientists have now created a headset that will make it possible for you to kiss somebody virtually.
And you can feel it, though?
All the sensations. So the headset has the haptic technology.
All of them?
Has to be the haptic stuff. Simulates touch by applying forces, vibrations, and motions to your lips. So it will feel like you're being kissed by whatever's on the...
That'd be amazing because it's not cheating because you're not really doing it.
Yeah.
Well, no, you know what you've done there, actually. You've opened. That's a whole new world. Is it, though?
100% it's not.
As your partner, if you were in some virtual reality
thing, you're
kissing.
Just say I thought I was playing a video game.
Let's say you've got Lara Croft there, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
And you're kissing her.
I'd say I was in a video game, bro.
I'd be like, no, cut that out.
It's like a movie. I'm a gamer.
I think you're cheating.
I'm a gamer.
I love that, Fev, this technology is possible. And the first thing is, that's not cheating. Instead
but it's
of,
not.
How is it possible? How have they made it?
Oh, mate, they can do everything, man. Mate, you're sitting at a table and a robot can come serve you your food, bro. They can do anything. But the world is changing. Mate, that's 100%. Everyone would be in that.
So
just go to a party. You think you play. But you just say, oh, Han, I'm playing the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Yummy, yummy.
So I wonder, sensation. How does virtual reality work? Like, let's say you had a fantasy about somebody. So let's say it was... Kate Beckinsale? I'm trying to think of that. Blake Lively?
We'll go Blake Lively.
So can you put Blake Lively in your virtual reality thing? But that's against her wish. She doesn't know you're doing that.
Well,
she doesn't know you're kissing her.
If she see me, she would be wishing that she was in it.
Oh, I think there's consent issues.
What?
I don't know about this.
You put her in there. I didn't.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
Right now, though, now this is interesting. I've got an update on political correctness for the show.
Make way for the fun police.
What are you doing? You can't say that.
Fortunately, this is in the New South Wales government, but there have been a respect. They've had some respect at work training sessions that have ended up being leaked to the media.
Lucky
and we're now about this. And there's an interesting one that's been raised, and I'd love to hear how you feel about this, boys. Can I? Am I allowed to use that, actually? I just called you boys.
You can call me they.
Okay. Are you comfortable with that?
No, not
as
really.
Long as you meant boys with a Z at the end, because that's cool.
Firstly, one of the respect at work training sessions, no alcohol is to be consumed
boo,
in the offices.
Boo,
you cannot yell at staff. I like that one. I
well, if you're the boss, you can yell at staff if they stuff up.
If you wait for this one, if you're heading out for work, after work drinks. So if at the end of the show, if Fev turned to you, Nick, and said, mate, do you want to go and get a drink?
Of course, it's 9 a.m. on a Monday.
No, but he has to ask Josiah and I. You have to ask everyone.
Oh,
you cannot ask one person.
That's fair enough.
You've got to ask the whole group.
You go, hey, who wants to come for a drink? Normal people would say that, wouldn't they? No?
No, but like Jenny,
but people will say no.
If you just wanted to go out for lunch with me, you have to ask Josiah and Nick. You can't just go out with one person. It's an inclusivity thing.
Lucky they would come.
Well, it's about not offending people and hurting people's feelings. I quite like that one.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. Like if I said to you, Boxy, hey, let's go for breakfast. Hey, does anyone else want to come?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It is. It's
and then you hope they say you hope they say no.
Yeah, there's
always
that.
Because I don't really want to go out with them.
That's just on that one might just be teaching people to be polite.
Polite, yeah.
Here's the one though. In the workplace, this is again the New South Wales government ministers, they are no longer allowed to refer to each other as mate. Mate's gone.
What do you mean?
You're kidding.
You can't say, hey, mate.
Why?
No. Nah.
Well, they haven't gone into, I'm going to guess because of political correctness, there might be a misogynistic tone to mate.
Mate's
probably more male than female.
I call you man, well, bro.
You do actually call me man and bro.
I call my missus bruh.
Bruh.
I think
I go, hey, bruh, do you want to go out for lunch?
Imagine
put
if
the bins
mate
out, Brendan.
Gets banned.
No worries, bruh.
Because mate gets people out of awkward situations where they forget people's name.
Oh, Boxy. I call everyone of my... You know how many times I said mate yesterday playing footy?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone's name that I play footy with. Hey, mate. Hey, man. Hey, mate.
What? I don't want to be rude, Boxy. Outside of our immediate team in the office, everyone's getting mate. Yeah. They're all getting it. I don't remember names.
You can't
cancel
words like that.
Well, they have. I'm just saying this could come down to it. This has started in New South Wales.
So what happens if you're playing chess? Do you say check you instead of mate? What do you do?
You raise a good point, Brendan.
What about all these chess nerds at play?
Well, no, I think mate has different, there's different meanings for mate. Like if two people
So you know what checkmate is. A check, it's like,
yeah,
mate.
I know that.
It's checkmate. It's the same thing. Hey, mate.
I know, but I think the definition of mate, well, for instance.
Chess is done.
Chess isn't done. And if two animals get together and like each other, they mate. So that's that would stay.
You know what that is? Love.
There you go. Yes, that is. But
if I was playing chess, I'd just say, check, they, you, there, she, bro, man, just cover all bases.
Really fixated on chess for some reason.
Because I don't think you'll ever get anyone in checkmate in chess, so you don't have to worry about it.
I challenge you to any game of chess, my friend.
To any game of chess, it's just chess.
I am a genius at chess. When they talk about Mensa, that is me when it comes to chess. I am four steps ahead, bro.
Wow.
Mate.
Hey, I'm offended.
Check that, mate.
You've got to invite us all to this tournament.
Yeah, mate, we could have it on the Fox rooftop, but it'd sell out.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to concern you, but I was in the chess club.
I know you're good at
chess player.
Nick wouldn't be good at chess. He'd pick up the pieces and then drop.
Do you play chess, or were you more backgammon, Nick?
Backgammon?
He'd be drafts. He'd play drafts.
You think I'm 78?
You'd be more 35. Drafts. You would have played drafts when you're like checkers. The old checkers.
Coits.
101.9 The Fox.
21 degrees, partly cloudy. That's the forecast. It's going to be sunny again tomorrow before those cold showers are coming later this week.
See what they're going to be on Thursday, Friday, Boxy.
It's like 14,
top
isn't
of 13.
It? Yeah, a bit of hail.
And we're going to be at Croydon.
We want to be indoor.
Yeah, the Croydon Hotel, my old haunt. I used to hang out there.
You'll be able to show us a couple of little seedy spots.
I haven't been to the Croydon Hotel since I was 17.
Having a little nook?
That's a bit.
Hold on. 17?
So you were underage?
I was underage.
Underage drinking.
Yeah. No.
Responsibly.
I wasn't drinking.
You'd have to have a fake ID because you were short.
Yeah, I did.
Whose was it?
Do you remember the name? Lisa. What was her name?
Simpson.
I want to say Lisa Holmes.
They're like, this won't pass.
No.
That's a cartoon character.
Come to me, but yeah, I did. It was a girl called Lisa, and she was in the year above me. She was 18. I had hers when I was 17.
Well done.
There we go.
Nervous when you go in?
I can't. Yeah.
Of course. It's Boxy.
Yeah, of course I was. Yeah. They would have known.
Yeah.
I don't think that. But I wasn't drinking. I was just there.
Yeah, I was about to say it wouldn't have mattered.
No, exactly. I just wanted to get
in. Would you like a lemonade?
That's actually, and I can say this now because the Croydon Hotel, when I went there, it was called Area, and anyone from Croydon, Ringwood, anywhere around Croydon will remember it was called Area.
Typically, it's not the same manager.
It was, I think it was the beginning of me hating nightclubs.
Yeah.
Just hate
nightclubs. Are the best.
Hate nightclubs. Anyway, let's talk about Mars.
Yeah.
This is breaking news. Well, it was breaking news. NASA believed they found an alien wreckage on Mars.
Oh, wow.
So footage taken from Mars, you can see what is a crash site.
Yeah.
I saw the footage and went, there we go. Because I even had this chat with Trixie a week ago. She was telling me how aliens exist. And I was trying to explain to her that the burden of proof was on her, and she didn't really understand that concept. But
Don't look at me and say that either.
I'm like, well, I can say but aliens don't exist because there's no proof.
We don't know.
But then my argument's winning at the moment. Because until you've got proof that they exist, the argument that they don't exist prevails.
Oh, there's some stuff out there.
Well, this is the thing. You've got to show it to me. And I thought, here we go. Here is the proof.
You know, that was just a landing gear from a crash a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know that?
I do now because I read the whole article. Yeah.
I already read it.
So,
you're kidding.
No, yeah. So it was it. Yeah, I got caught. I got roped in by a headline, Nick, that said alien wreckage discovered on Mars.
Was this a pedestrian article? They love that. Aliens are here. OMG. I can't even.
Do you know what they did?
Pedestrian.
They did the parentheses around the word alien. So it says NASA finds alien wreckage on Mars. And I'm like, this is a great story for our show.
Yeah.
It was actually just landing gear from one of the previous human missions to Mars.
Never use parentheses again. Because I don't know what that means.
Parentheses? You'd know parentheses. There they are. They're around the word alien. Up the top in the heading.
Mate, I can't read that, bro. It's too far away. Getting old.
Do you need glasses?
No, I don't know. What's parentheses mean? What's the word? What's a normal word for us dumb people?
Punctuation. Talking commas. No, they're not even parentheses.
Apostrophes.
Speech. Apostrophes.
Yeah.
Apostrophes.
There you go.
There we go. Should have said apostrophes.
1019 The Fox.
Did you see the story on the weekend from Sydney? A learner bus driver. Oh, this was so harsh. The driver crashed into the side truck. Of a pub. No one injured. Everyone's safe. But just, I did feel for this this bus driver because, well, one, I often look at buses and trucks and big vehicles, and I think the drivers are incredible. I think driving anything bigger than a sedan or a four-wheel drive is tough. And I've never tried, but I watch buses and I admire bus drivers because I think that is a big, big thing that they're driving, and they've got to be responsible for all the passengers.
Yeah, that's
why aren't they learning in like a residential estate? You know, like a new one where the houses aren't up yet, where everybody learns how to drive? They should practice there. Take the bus around there. You can't be on your L's.
It was a pub crawl, bro.
Oh, that's why. That does that up then.
Yeah.
Was he the only one sober?
He was the only one sober.
Chuck him the keys. Yeah.
Hey, it wouldn't be that hard driving a bus.
You reckon?
Mate, I've seen, like, the steering wheels, like, their steering's unbelievable. Like, the way it turns and stuff.
When I try
And you're big, man. You're a big car. Like, I've driven a truck before. That's hard. I've towed a big caravan. That was tough because you've got no control on the back of the caravan because it's on a tow bar. And like, but a bus, mate, you get your own lane.
Reversing out of a car park and someone's standing there. I'm one of those people that reverse and they take about 10 times to do it because I don't want to touch anything. And I'll have a friend like you going, you're miles away, but I can't fathom how close or far away I am. If it's a bus,
but buses don't have
you
to.
You feel like you're going to hit everything.
They don't have to reverse into anything. They just pull into a bus.
Corners.
You don't take the bus down the shops. You park don't. Yeah, go. Oh, geez, I'm going
to jump in and get me shopping. Buses have their own lane, have their own stops.
They've got to go into those bays, driving into one of those bays and getting out of one. That'd be tricky.
Would it? I don't think it would. I can't be that hard.
Driving would be quite hard.
It'd be stressful having all the passengers because you don't know. The thing about driving, Boxy, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're a good driver. I'm a good driver. Nick just got off his L's. He's getting there. But you can't control other people. And that's the issue when you're on the road.
I agree. And that's what we need to teach our kids. I'm constantly saying that to Trix. Mummy's a great driver.
But someone else.
The other people.
Yeah, 100%.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Bev and Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101.